Hello, happy Galentine's Day. Today I will be talking about two ways that I'm celebrating Galentine's Day. I am rarely excited about Valentine's Day. It has nothing to do with how the romance is going in my marriage. I am happily married. I love my husband. It's just that Valentine's Day has never been one of my favorite holidays as an adult. I'm more of a birthday celebration type of person. I do like the idea of Valentine's Day, though. It was sparked by a Parks and Recreation television show. I'm a fan of ladies celebrating ladies every day anyway. Also, the philia friendship type of love isn't celebrated enough in our society, in my opinion. So that's why I'm celebrating Galentine's Day in a couple of meaningful ways. One way to celebrate female friends is to schedule things that they will enjoy. For instance, I have a friend who would love to visit the Blue Box Cafe. It's this new little cafe that's open at Tiffany's, the famous Tiffany's jewelry shop, also known from Breakfast at Tiffany's. So we would literally be having breakfast at Tiffany's together. We're not going today because it's hard to get a reservation, but I'm constantly on the site trying to snag two seats. I think that I finally figured it out though. I just need to be logged into my Resy account at 9 a.m. so that I can get a reservation for 31 days from now. That's what I'll do. Okay. And another way to honor women is to support their businesses. Like I mentioned, I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day that much. Yet I noticed that some friends, both online ones and in real life ones, have started selling some really cool items. So I emailed my husband Reggie with the link to the box that I wanted and asked him to get it for me for Valentine's Day. He wasn't offended. He knows I do that. It's unless it's something that I've mentioned casually, I don't leave him out there trying to figure out gifts for me. That's not his strength. He has many others though, so it's fine. Anyway, if your girlfriends don't sell anything, you can buy the gift that I requested. It's called the Bloom Beautifully Self-Care Box. It's created by a woman named Tara Pringle Jefferson. She is someone who I met online because we've been blogging a long time. She used to blog at her site called theyoungmommylife.com. But like many of us early bloggers, Tara has expanded to other business ventures, including this self-care box company. And I received a little sneak peek into what's going to be in my box, which is sitting right next to me. I'm waiting to really dive into it tomorrow since I did ask for it as a Valentine's Day gift. But I have the image on my blog post for the day. It's some cool stuff in there, a book, some pampering, bath things, cookies, and some sticky notes. I love sticky notes, so I'm sure that I will be happy with the box. Anyway, I try to support my friends' various ventures whenever I happen to notice them, but now I'm proactively looking at my friends' Facebook feeds and listening to our conversations to see what they're offering. Just by doing that, I realize that I have several friends with new Etsy businesses, plus a niece and a cousin who sell handmade jewelry. So, my plan to extend Galentine's Day into the rest of 2018 is to buy gifts from friend and family members to give as gifts to other friends and for myself if it's something that I would actually like to. Supporting girlfriends definitely isn't limited to one day. However you celebrate, I hope that you have an enjoyable Galentine's Day.